This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Robert Garland Stanley. Date of birth, May 24, 1992. Case ID number is 6029797. Date of exam, January 23, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Hudson-Wallace Christian Psychotherapy, dated 6/14/2023, and a Social Security questionnaire dated 4/12/2023. Identifying information, this is a 31-year-old common law married male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of back injury, comma, hearing loss, comma, Graves' disease, comma, and bipolar disorder / depression / schizophrenia. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was on October of 2023, where he worked as a restaurant manager for Whataburger for 1 year. He also worked at a call center for another year and at McDonald's for 10 years. During the time that he worked, he always worked part-time, 5 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he rents an apartment, and his wife is working part-time at a DME. He is presently not on disability, but states that he did receive SSI for 4 years. Allegation number one, back injury. Number two, hearing loss. Number three, Graves' disease. Number four, bipolar disorder / depression / schizophrenia. History of allegations. Number one, back injury. The claimant states that he has injured his back 2 times. One time while trying to avoid a motor vehicle accident when he was in a... a piece of equipment that he was driving, and another time in 2022. He states that the pain that he has is an aching, grinding pain in the lumbar sacral back area that radiates down to the left leg. He was diagnosed with degenerative disc disease and was told that he had a herniated disc at the L3, L4 area. No surgery was performed. And he is presently taking medications for pain, which include gabapentin, 100 milligrams TID, naproxen, 500 milligrams BID, cyclobenzaprine, 10 milligrams TID, and tizanidine, 4 milligrams TID, with fair results. The claimant states he still continues to have severe back pain. His limitations include being able to walk 60 feet, comma, stand for 6 minutes, comma, sit for 20 minutes, comma, lift approximately 5 pounds above his head, but unable to bend over to pick up clothes. He does have an assistive device, which is a cane, and did have a back support that he was wearing. He has not seen a physician at this time. His daily activities, including light work, lighthouse work, comma, grocery, going to the grocery store, comma, occasionally cooking, comma, and helping sometimes with the laundry. The claimant does walk around the house sometimes for extra exercise. He is presently not seeing a physician at this time or a chiropractor, but did receive 2 months of physical therapy in the past. He was diagnosed with L3, L4, herniated disc with lumbar sacral back area, with degenerative disc disease. Number two, hearing loss / hypoacusis. The claimant states that since birth, he has had problems with both of his ears. He does not have any hearing aids, and no surgeries have been performed. He is able to understand my conversation without me having to speak louder. And he appears to be doing fairly well without any kind of surgery or hearing aids at this time. Allegation number three, Graves' disease. The claimant states that in 2008, he had Graves' disease and had a partial thyroidectomy to remove part of his thyroid. Now he has a mild hypothyroidism, and his levels are mildly low. He is presently taking Synthroid 25 micrograms POQD. He has been told that his thyroid appears to be growing back. Allegation number four, bipolar disorder / depression / schizophrenia. The claimant states that in 2000, he started to suffer from multiple feelings of nervousness and flashbacks secondary to fighting with the French foreign army legions, and states that he witnessed many terrible acts as a soldier. He suffers from sadness, crying spells, depression, panic attacks, insomnia, decreased appetite, apathy, decreased concentration, decreased motivation, decreased energy, anger episodes, and does take a bath and brush his teeth every day. The claimant states that he suffers from racy thoughts, being worried all the time, nervousness, restlessness, feeling afraid and guilty, hopelessness, and decreased pleasure in doing everyday tasks in life. He suffers from multiple flashbacks while he was there, and has been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. The claimant did try to attempt suicide 7 times by overdosing himself with medications, trying to hang himself, and trying to take in antifreeze poisoning. He does hear voices and he does see shadows. His mental status appears to be fairly stable at this time. He was cooperative and did have good eye contact with me and was alert. He was oriented 4 to place, time, situation, and person, and was very attentive and listening to what I had to say to him. His speech rate was within normal limits. His clarity, tone, and his articulation was normal, as well as his memory. His thought processes were normal. He denies any homicidal thoughts at this time. The claimant states he was somewhat physically aggressive because of the situation that he was in, and states that he performed horrible acts of cruelty that haunt him today. He has intrusion thoughts and nightmares, as well as flashbacks. He has been exposed to complex traumas of causing feelings of horror, guilt, intense psychological distress, and persistent intrusive memories. He does have detachment and numbing coping mechanisms, and he's hypervigilant and guarded, and does not trust anybody, secondary to the experiences that he had. He is presently on Abilify, 50 milligrams QD, Trazodone, 100 milligrams QHS, and Valium, 25 milligrams QD. The claimant is stable, but appears to be still suffering quite a bit from his condition. Limitations, the claimant is able to walk 60 feet, comma, stand for 6 minutes, comma, climb 4 steps, comma, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, but unable to button his clothes or put his clothes on without help. He can also lift approximately 5 pounds above his head. He did present with a cane that he used all the time and had and appeared to have difficulty in ambulating and getting up. The only other physical activity he does is walking around the house a little bit for exercise. Family history, his father is 58 and suffers from heart disease, hypertension, angina, and Alzheimer's disease. His mother is 54 and has diabetes mellitus, hypertension, peripheral vascular disease, and has had cancer. Medications, thyroloxin, 25 micrograms QD, gabapentin, 100 milligrams TID, Synthroid, 25 micrograms QD, naproxen, 500 milligrams BID, cyclobenzaprine, 10 milligrams TID, and tazanidine, 4 milligrams TID. Medical problems, Graves' disease with hypothyroidism, secondary to a thyroidectomy performed in 2008, which was a partial thyroidectomy. The claimant does have hearing loss bilaterally, but appeared to have a normal exam. Lumbar sacral back pain secondary to a herniated disc at the L3, L4 area with degenerative disc disease. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors but has had some seizure disorder, but only when he has blood drawn from the left arm. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit, weight 194 pounds, height 5 feet 11 inches. BP 127 over 85 mmHg, heart rate 68 beats per minute, respiration 18 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 97%, BMI 28. General, this is a 31-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in acute distress. He also appears to be a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to Snell and Vision? OD uncorrected is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/15. Could you please drop down to after abdomen? The claimant did have multiple spasms of his lumbar sacral back area. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me, but was anxious. His speech was fluent and his mood was somewhat anxious for the time. He did have clear thought processes and his memory was normal. Concentration was fair, and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle was 2+ on the left side and +3 on the right. And for reflexes of the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally, it was +2. Cerebellar. The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, unsteady, and ontalgic. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which was a back brace and a cane that he used. The claimant was unable to walk around the room without the device and did not attempt to walk around the room without the device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was abnormal, but the lumbar sign was negative. Musculoskeletal. The claimant did have palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the lumbar sacral back area, which radiated down the left leg. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is a normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. However, the claimant was unable to forward flex at the lumbar sacral back area and was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper extremities. However, the claimant did have decreased range of motion of the lower extremities, especially of the left side. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees on the right side and 40 degrees on the left, and in the supine position was 80 degrees on the right side and 20 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body, but especially for the left lower extremity. There is decreased range of motion and strength of the left knee. However, the claimant does have a normal range of motion and strength of the right knee. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant had difficulty in getting up and down from the exam table without pain. The claimant had difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. He requires an assisted device at all times, as well as a back brace for support. Neurological. Grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were not symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes decreased for the left side for the patellar and the Achilles reflex, and increased at plus 3 for the right side. The brachioradialis and biceps reflexes were plus 2 bilaterally. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal for the lower extremities. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but muscle spasms are present. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all areas except for the left lower extremity, which was plus 3 over 5. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the thoracic lumbar spine . No acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction of the lumbar sacral back area, where the claimant appears to have a radiculopathy of the left side, with signs of possible herniated disc from L3 to L4. He is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally, secondary to pain. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 5 over 5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to lumbar sacral back radiculopathy of the left leg, and lumbar sacral back pain, possibly coming from a herniated disc at the L3, L4 area, along with degenerative disc disease. The claimant also suffers from bipolar disorder / depression / schizophrenia and post-traumatic stress disorder. Probable diagnoses, number one, lumbar sacral back injury, - confirmed with physical examination. The claimant appears to have a lumbar sacral spasms causing a left radiculopathy with weakness. Number two, hearing loss, - not confirmed with physical examination or medical records. The claimant was able to hear me at a normal tone voice and did not have any problems hearing me. Number three, Graves' disease, has been treated surgically. The claimant is presently on 25 micrograms of Synthroid and Thryloloxin, 25 micrograms QD. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number four, bipolar disorder / depression / schizophrenia / post-traumatic stress disorder, being treated at this time, appears to be fairly stable. However, the claimant is still having symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder and anxiety. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Robert Garland Stanley.